Was Shadowfax just a very fast horse, or something more? Just how crucial was he in The Lord of the Rings, and exactly which special powers did he have that made him different? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. If you like theories, background, history and lore about The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher, this is the place for you. Welcome. Shadowfax is one of the most memorable non-humanoid characters in The Lord of the Rings. For much of the action, he seems synonymous with Gandalf as he races across Middle-earth, and we're left with the impression that he is something more than just a horse. So, what is he? We first encounter Shadowfax when Gandalf is in need of a fast horse. He had escaped Saruman with the help of Gwaihir the Great Eagle and had been set down near Edoras. There, King Théoden was already under the influence of Grima Wormtongue and refused to take counsel, just instructing Gandalf to take a horse, any horse, and go. So Gandalf chose Shadowfax. He tells the story at the Council of Elrond. There is one horse that might have been foaled in the morning of the world. The horses of the Nine cannot vie with him, tireless, swift as the flowing wind. Shadowfax, they called him. By day his coat glistens like silver, and by night it is like a shade, and he passes unseen. Light is his footfall. Never before had any man mounted him, but I took him and I tamed him, and so speedily he bore me that I reached the Shire when Frodo was on the Barrow Downs, though I set out from Rohan only when he set out from Hobbiton. Persuading Shadowfax to let him ride him was not an easy task, though. Gandalf talks of taming him, although I don't know if that's exactly the right word. Shadowfax decided to let Gandalf ride him. He initially refused, not even letting Gandalf get close, then galloping off far across the fields. Gandalf gave slow chase, and after 2 days, Shadowfax finally acquiesced, and Gandalf rode him with no need of bridle or saddle. Just as a side note here, it's clear that Gandalf knew even at that stage how special Shadowfax was. He was in a rush to get to the hobbits who he suspected were in mortal danger and could have taken any horse he wanted from Edoras. But instead of taking any old quick horse, he took 2 days out of his schedule to get Shadowfax because he knew that that would save him time in the long run. Anyway, Gandalf then rode Shadowfax as fast as he could to the Shire, reaching the Sarn Ford in just 5 days, a journey of several hundred miles. It's clear from this that Shadowfax is not just fast, very fast for a horse, but also has great endurance. Normally such a long journey would be either done at a much slower speed or by changing horses regularly. Shadowfax, like Gandalf, clearly didn't need that kind of rest. In case you're wondering, yes, lots of people have tried to work out how fast Shadowfax could move when needed. I'll spare you all the workings out here, maybe I'll do a video on it sometime, but the redoubtable Karen Wynn Fonstad concluded 20 miles an hour when galloping and 10 miles an hour over very long distances. That's around 32 and 16 kilometres per hour for the more metrically minded, which is very fast for a horse. But the more astonishing thing is the stamina. That 20 miles an hour galloping was sustained for 7 hours straight. Phenomenal. Anyway, finding the hobbits gone, Gandalf then tried to track them, reaching Bree just a few hours after Aragorn and the hobbits had left, then overtaking them in the wilds and dark en route to Rivendell via Weathertop. It's at Rivendell that Gandalf and Shadowfax part company, with Shadowfax returning to Edoras and Gandalf heading off with the Fellowship on foot. That's not the end of Shadowfax's story, though. When Gandalf returned as Gandalf the White, he called Shadowfax to him, urging him to bring 2 other horses to Fangorn, so that he, Aragorn, Legolas and Gimli could ride together. Gandalf gave a long whistle. So clear and piercing was the note that the others stood amazed to hear such a sound come from those old bearded lips. Then, faint and far off, it seemed to them that they heard the whinny of a horse, borne up from the plains upon the eastern wind. They waited, wondering. Before long, there came the sound of hoofs, at first hardly more than a tremor of the ground, then growing steadily louder and clearer to a quick beat. "There are 3," said Legolas, gazing out over the plain. "See how they run. There is Hasufel, and there is my friend Arod beside him. But there is another that strides ahead, A very great horse. I have not seen his like before.
Nor will you again, said Gandalf.
That is Shadowfax. He is the chief of the Miaras, lords of horses, and not even Theoden, king of Rohan, has ever looked on a better. Does he not shine like silver, and run as smoothly as a swift stream? He has come for me, the horse of the White Rider. We are going to battle together. Shadowfax and Gandalf were then virtually inseparable. They went to Edoras to release King Theoden from Saruman's control through Grima, gathered together the Rohirrim under Erkenbrand, and brought them to the aid of the besieged forces at the Hornburg. Gandalf atop Shadowfax leading the charge as dawn breaks over Helm's Deep is undeniably one of the abiding images of the movies. Then Shadowfax bore Gandalf and Pippin to Minas Tirith. Carrying two people seems not to affect Shadowfax, incidentally. He carried Gandalf and Gimli earlier as well, without seemingly it ever bringing him down to the speed of normal horses. But it was at the gates of Minas Tirith that Shadowfax showed his true worth, beyond mere speed. Sauron's forces had breached Minas Tirith's legendary gate via the use of Grond in record time. The Rohirrim were nowhere to be seen, and Aragorn was not expected at all. A weakened Gondor stood alone and seemingly on the verge of defeat. The Witch King of Angmar passed through the gate while everyone fled before him, spreading unnatural fear where he trod. We read this. In rode the Lord of the Nazgul, a great black shape against the fires beyond. He loomed up, grown to a vast menace of despair. In rode the Lord of the Nazgul, under the archway that no enemy ever yet had passed, and all fled before his face, all save one. There, waiting, silent and still in the space before the gate, sat Gandalf upon Shadowfax. Shadowfax, who alone among the free horses of the earth endured the terror, unmoving, steadfast. Everyone fled before the Lord of the Nazgul, except Gandalf and Shadowfax. Tolkien even takes time here to point out that it wasn't just Gandalf that withstood the terror the Witch King brought. Shadowfax did too. The imagery here is clear. Shadowfax is silvery white, and the returned Gandalf is also in white, with white hair. This is the White Rider, in opposition to the Black Rider. Never more clearly do we see the symbolic purity of this elemental battle of good versus evil. Not that Tolkien is that simplistic, of course. This is just a symbolic moment. Shadowfax is named Shadowfax because he cannot be seen in the dark, and Gandalf was just as good dressed in shadowy grey as bright white. And through all this, this isn't about Gandalf taking control of a creature and taming it to his will, any more than he was in charge of what the eagles did, or expected Treebeard to obey orders. This was about working with nature, not controlling it. We see Shadowfax nuzzling Gandalf, and he clearly has great affection for him. So, what nature of creature was Shadowfax? Not just a horse, but what was he? We never get a full rundown of Shadowfax's skills and strengths, but we can see a lot of them. His speed and endurance and courage are all there in plain sight, but there's more. It's clear he understands human speech. Gandalf tasked him with bringing two horses, and he did. He can hear things at great distances, Gandalf's whistle, for example, and also seems to have some kind of mental telepathic connection to Gandalf. And all this is, of course, because he isn't just a normal horse. He was the chief of the Miaras, an ancient line of horses that were not native to Middle-earth, but brought there from beyond the sea to the west. They were wild, intelligent, and magnificent. Tolkien talks of them as sort of like an elvish equivalent of ordinary horses, and they became connected to the kings of Rohan. Eol, the first king of Rohan, hence the cries of Eolingas, if you've ever wondered where that war cry came from, managed to ride the first of the Miaras, after it had killed his father, named it Felleroth, and brought it south to Rohan. Since that day, the Miaras assented only to be ridden by the kings and princes of the Mark, and then Gandalf, of course. As a brief aside, some have wondered whether Shadowfax might even be a Maia, like Gandalf or Saruman, but in horse form. I think it's pretty clear this isn't the case. Shadowfax was born, and although the Miaras have long lives, they are mortal and die, so not like a Maia. Which
doesn't make Shadowfax's ancestry any less impressive. It is why, at the end of all things, Shadowfax goes with Gandalf aboard that ship from the Grey Havens to Valinor. We don't actually read of him trotting on board, but Tolkien did clear this up later in a letter. I think Shadowfax certainly went with Gandalf across the sea, though this is not stated. I should argue so. Shadowfax came of a special race, being as it were an elvish equivalent of ordinary horses. His blood came from west over sea. It would not be unfitting for him to go west. Gandalf was not dying or going by a special grace to the western land before passing on beyond the circles of the world. He was going home. He would take, or could take, what he loved. He must have ridden to the Havens, and it is inconceivable that he would have ridden any beast but Shadowfax, so Shadowfax must have been there, a chronicler winding up a long tale, and for the moment moved principally by the sorrow of those left behind, himself among them, might omit mention of the horse. But had the great horse also shared in the grief of sundering, he could hardly have been forgotten. So Shadowfax, whose speed and strength bore Gandalf throughout the War of the Ring, who brought Erkenbrass's army just in time to relieve the siege of Helm's Deep, who stood strong and proud and fearless against the Lord of the Nazgul when all around lost hope, Shadowfax received his reward at the end. Unheralded, unmentioned even, but an important postnote to the story nonetheless. Shadowfax may not have had a voice in the story, unlike the eagles or the trees as representatives of nature, but he was no less an active participant in the struggle. He chose to let Gandalf ride him, and ride to war. No one made him. And without him, so much would have been different. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.